We'll learn a piece from Sefer Pekudat Elazar titled Moshe Rabbeinu, Zchut HaMesirut Shel Imo Hi Amda Alo, the merit of his mother's dedication stood for him. The parashiyot of Sefer Shemot speak a lot about Moshe Rabbeinu. First, we learn about his difficult birth, his upbringing at Paro's palace, and his escape to settle at Yitro's home. We then read how Hashem transmitted messages to him through the sneh, the burning bush. There, Hashem commissioned him to lead his nation by freeing them from Egypt and accepting the Holy Torah as they are represented. The Admor pointed out that we must understand what Moshe's merit was to be the saver of the nation of Israel, the recipient of the Holy Torah directly from Hashem. How did Moshe merit to be the greatest prophet who ever lived? The Admor added that this is especially difficult to comprehend when we consider that our children are brought up in fine homes, placed in Talmudei Torah and prestigious yeshivot, and are encouraged to situate themselves in pristine Torah environments throughout their lives. However, unfortunately, many do not thrive, and even those who flourish do not necessarily soar. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Paro's palace, in an environment full of impurity, until the age of 20. He then fled to Midian and Nechar and lived there for approximately 60 years. He did not attend yeshivot and holy academies throughout his years. He was just a shepherd. What then was Moshe's merit to achieve such greatness even when he lacked the proper framework to transcend? According to the narrative, Moshe's mother, Yocheved, a chief Jewish midwife, was commanded by Paro to kill all male Hebrew babies. Yocheved could have reasoned that she is forced to follow the king's rule, but at least she saves the female children. Yocheved could have evaded the whole uncomfortable situation due to her old age of 130 and told Paro that she could no longer perform this job. Yocheved, however, took on this dangerous mission to save these Jewish baby boys. She was concerned that the other midwives would fulfill Paro's order to save their own lives. But Yocheved was willing to sacrifice her own life. She was willing to be Moser Nefesh to be able to save as many children as possible. The Admor said that this act of Mesirut Nefesh, on behalf of this continuity of Klal Yisrael, is what strengthened Moshe to remain pious, although he had Gentile idol worshippers surrounding him. Not only that, but this also endowed him with the great merit to be Hashem's closest prophet and messenger. I'm going to read this inside. Ve'amar Rabbeinu, HaTorah gilta lanu ma'azchut. Ve'ze ma sha'amre HaTorah v'tirena mi'aldot et ha'elohim ve'lo asu kasher diber elehen melech Mitzrayim v'techayena et ha'eladim. Dehainu, Paro hetil tafkid b'ikar al Yocheved lirot ma ha'yulad im hu ben shi'hargu oto. ויוחבת היה לה סיבות לקיים את גזירת פרו, והיא תאמר, דינה דמלכות הדינה, ועדיף שהיא תקבל את התפקיד, כי בזה שהיא תטפל, תציל לכל הפחות את הבנות, כי מי יודע מי יבוא במקומה, או שבכלל הייתה משתמטת בכלל לקבל את המשימה, שהטיל עליה פרו, בטענה שהיא כבר בת 130, והיא אישה מבוגרת, ואין לה עוד כוחות לעבודה כזו, לרוץ מיולדת ליולדת. אבל יוחבת קיבלה על עצמה את המשימה הזו, לדאוג להצלת ילדי ישראל, כי חששה שמה אם אחרת תקבל את התפקיד, היא תבצע את גזירת פרו כפשוטה. ולכן לקחה על עצמה את התפקיד למרות הסיכון הגדול שהיה כרוך בזה. היא סיכנה עצמה למען ילדי ישראל. אמר רבינו, אותו מסירות נפש של אמו של משה, היא הזכות שעמדה למשה להישאר בצדקו למרות שגדל בסביבה של גויים ושל עובדי עבודה זרה. והועילה לו עוד, אותה זכות שזכה לקרבה הכי מיוחדת מהקדוש ברוך הוא להיות הנביא והגואל ומקבל התורה.